Hi, TC.
Hang on a second, Steve.
Yes.
There is a White Castle down on 51st and Central, okay? Okay, I don't know what you want to eat there for, but that's where one is, okay? Bye-bye.
Oh, no.
Okay. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Biff up the brain teaser here, biffing up more brain teasers and bumping them back at you.
Hey, all right.
Well, do you want to give him the answer to yesterday's?
No.
No?
Let him suffer.
Okay.
Well, actually, I forgot the answer. Well, let's see. Wasn't it 99 plus 99 over 99?
That's correct. Is 99 that? And 99 99.
Hey, that equals what? 100.
100.
Using
the
six?
99 over 99 makes a whole number.
So that's using six numbers.
That's correct.
Hey, we are so smart.
Oh, I can't believe it.
Yes.
Mr. Rogers must be turning over in his tennis shoes. Okay.
All
no,
right.
No more Mr. Nice Guy.
All right.
This one you're going to figure out for yourself, and you're going to have to depend on your audience.
Okay.
Okay. A, now this is the sequence of numbers. This is how they go.
All right.
It's A, B, C, D, and E. Those are the numbers.
Those are the numbers, huh?
Now listen now. Didn't you ever take math?
No.
Each letter represents a number.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay, multiply that times 4, and that will equal E, D, C, B, and A. In other words, this sequence of 5 numbers times 4 will equal the same 5 numbers in reverse.
Boy, don't we have one number to go on?
Yep, there's all whole numbers. There is no zeros.
No zeros?
No zeros.
So, like, A would be 1, and 2 would be B, and 3 would be C?
Good luck, buggy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Can we do it? We'll have to show Biff Burke a thing or two, huh?